Officials in Afghanistan say a stampede near Pakistan's consulate in an eastern border city and insurgent attacks elsewhere in the war-torn country have killed about 50 people. Witnesses said thousands of Afghans had gathered Wednesday morning in a stadium outside the consulate in Jalalabad, waiting to collect tokens required to apply for a Pakistani visa. That's when jostling broke out between applicants. A provincial government spokesman told VOA at least 15 people, including 11 elderly women, were crushed to death in the ensuing stampede. Many more were trampled as they tried to exit the stadium. He expects the number of casualties to rise. The hostage situation at a bank in Georgia's Zugidi continues, with media reports quoting police who say one of the 20 hostages, a pregnant woman, was released. Negotiations were underway with the unidentified masked gunman wearing a military uniform. A local TV channel said he was demanding $500,000. The gunman gave police 2 hours to meet his demands, but the deadline expired without further developments. Mexican Security Minister Alfonso Durazo said Wednesday he would step down from his post to pursue the governorship of the northern border state of Sonora in 2021. The decision by Durazo, a close ally of President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, was widely expected. López Obrador had said only minutes earlier that he was still trying to change Durazo's mind and called him an extraordinary public servant. The biggest party in Malaysia's ruling alliance Wednesday called for a political ceasefire to help tackle a new surge in coronavirus infections, a week after saying it was considering withdrawing support for the government. Prime Minister Muhyiddin Yassin faces a challenge from opposition leader Anwar Ibrahim, who met Malaysia's king last week in a bid to prove he has majority support from lawmakers. This is VOA News. Fewer than 2 weeks until Election Day in the United States,